You need a driver's license for a lot of things, perhaps for even grabbing a drink after work, or certainly going through the security check at an airport. But some transgender people in Michigan say the state makes it impossible for them to get accurate state IDs. Michigan requires that the gender listed on a state ID match a person's birth certificate. Those challenging the policy say it requires them to provide private medical information and puts them at risk of harassment and violence. They're suing Secretary of State Ruth Johnson for allegedly violating their constitutional rights. The state's motion to dismiss the lawsuit was denied earlier this week by U.S. District Judge Nancy Edmonds, here to talk about what's at stake in the case. It's one of the plaintiffs, Tina Seitz, as well as Jay Kaplan, the staff attorney for the ACLU of Michigan's LGBT Project. Tina, Jay, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Jay, let's start with you. Can you lay out what the Secretary of State's policy is when it comes to changing your gender on a state ID card, like a driver's license?
Yes, the Secretary of State's policy is in order to change the gender on a license or a state ID, you first have to change the gender on your birth certificate. So it means different things depending on what state you were born in. If you were born in Michigan, it means that you have to provide proof that you've undergone some form of gender reassignment surgery. Other states, like Ohio and Tennessee and Idaho, they don't allow gender changes on birth certificates under any circumstance. Some other states have no requirement of surgery to change the gender on a birth certificate. Some states require you have to go to that state and get a court adjudication of your gender before you can change the gender on your birth certificate. So it creates various classes of people depending on what state that you were born in because it relies on the birth certificate.
So we're all over the place from state to state then, I guess.
We are.
Tina, talk to us about your experience trying to get your gender changed on your driver's license.
I was told that I could not get the gender changed to match who I am because I had to provide a birth certificate to prove who I was. And since I was born in the state of Ohio, it lists me as male. And the reality is that the birth certificate is a living document that I need through my life, but Ohio honors it as a snapshot in time. So that's their reasoning for not changing it ever. But due to that, when I applied for the driver's license, the state of Michigan told me that there was no way that I would be able to have female on my driver's license. And that's also mirrored in their policy with state IDs also.
I take it you're not saying that it's inappropriate for that information to be on a state ID, or are you?
Yes, I am saying it's inappropriate because it doesn't match who I am, and it does put me at risk of harassment violence.
I'm asking, is it inappropriate to have any indication of gender or sex on a driver's license or state ID?
Well, why don't I try to answer that?
Sure.
Think most states do have that. I don't know necessarily that we would argue that it's essential to have one's gender on their driver's license or state ID. But nevertheless, the reality is that states do adhere to that practice. The problem with Michigan's policy, which by the way is an outlier, when you look at the majority of the states, they don't have any such requirement like this, nor does the federal government have that requirement for a passport or for Social Security records. The problem is you have people in Michigan, the majority of transgender people, who can't obtain accurate identity documents. And every time they have to show that driver's license or that state ID, they're showing something that is, it isn't congruent with their gender appearance and mm-hmm. their gender identity. And it also forces them to disclose highly private and personal information about who they are.
Mm-hmm. Jay Kaplan is the staff attorney for the ACLU of Michigan's LGBT Project, an attorney in the Love v. Johnson lawsuit, which is challenging Michigan's policies on gender identification on state IDs. We're also joined by Tina Seitz, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. And Tina, I take it there have been specific instances in which being identified as male on your driver's license has created problems for you. Is that right?
That most definitely, yes.
Can you talk about any of those?
One particular instance, when I was going through an airport, I did have an individual, one of the TSA agents, try and intimidate me, both with his demeanor and with his attitude towards me. He did not actually do anything violent against me, but it was very evident that he did not approve of who I was, and it put me in fear where I was very curious as to were they going to pull me aside to put me through extra scrutiny? Were they going to make it so that I missed my flight? And these types of issues do happen more often than they should. And most recently in Orlando, there was a trans woman that was denied access, and eventually they kicked her out of the airport because she tried to film the incident.
Jay, we did reach out to Secretary of State Ruth Johnson's office. Her office declined to comment on the ongoing litigation, but spokesperson Fred Woodhams said in an email that, quote, the department is following state law and is required to verify identity information, including the sex of an individual, unquote. Jay Kaplan, any particular response to that?
I say the word disingenuous. We have more than 30 states that do not have this kind of requirement, do not have any kind of surgery requirement. There is nothing in the law, in Michigan law, that requires the Secretary of State to have this policy, and her office knows that. As a result of this policy, you have the majority of transgender people going around with inaccurate identity documents that are incongruent with what their passport might say, what their social security records might say, and incongruent with their gender appearance and their gender identity. So that doesn't make any sense. It's a circular answer that doesn't have any basis in reality. Michigan's policy is completely an outlier when you look at what other states are doing. We probably have the worst policy in the country. And that makes it virtually impossible for people to get accurate identity documents.
I mean, I know the state has also responded, Jay, though, that the policy promotes better law enforcement and it makes sure that information is consistent across state documents. How do you respond to that argument?
Well, for instance, if you're applying for a driver's license for the first time and you're transgender, you don't have to produce your birth certificate. So you have some transgender individuals who the first time they got their license, they have accurate identity. Then you have transgender people who, after they've transitioned, who have gone to Michigan and can't get the proper ID, so they have inaccurate identity documents. And then you have people, transgender people, whose passport says one thing, whose social security records say one thing, and their Michigan ID says something else. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. You have other people who were born in states like California to change their birth certificate. There's no surgery requirement, and so it's an inconsistent policy. It's a troublesome policy. It's a flawed policy, and it does nothing to ensure that you have consistency with identity documents. And with regarding law enforcement, if there's any, they brought up the issue about if someone's to be incarcerated. Well, the federal law, the Prison Rape Prevention Act, specifically says that when you are dealing with transgender inmates, you have to, on an individual basis, make a determination on where you house them. You don't just go by what someone's driver's license or what someone's state's ID says. So I'm not buying it. We're not buying it.
Jay Kaplan is the staff attorney for the ACLU of Michigan's LGBT Project and an attorney in the Love v. Johnson lawsuit, which is challenging Michigan's policies on gender identification on state IDs. We're also joined by Tina Seitz, one of the plaintiffs on the lawsuit. Can you talk to us a little bit more about the private medical information? I mean, you argue that it obliges you to put private medical information out there that you should not be obliged to provide. Talk to us about that.
Sure. Well, Tina goes to the grocery store, and she is using her credit card, and the cashier asked her to present her driver's license that says that she's male. So to that cashier, perfect stranger, all of a sudden medical information is disclosed for the fact that Tina's transgender, that she has been diagnosed with a condition called gender dysphoria, meaning that her gender identity is incongruent with what her gender was assigned to her at the time of birth. private medical information that I don't have to go through when I have to when I show my driver's license to use my credit card at the grocery store. Mm.
Tina, when you talk to people about why you're suing the state, what do you say exactly? How do you frame this?
One of the main issues that I'm concerned about within the transgender community is the lack of resources that we have as far as gaining employment. And we have to prove who we are at such time that we accept the position. And this is one of the reasons that the transgender community is so underemployed or unemployed, is they show a document that says something other than who they are. And because of that, they're unable to get a job. So this affects our livelihoods along with the privacy and our safety issues.
Jay, are you confident you'll win this battle?
We are confident. We think we've raised some very cognizable legal claims. Certainly the judge, in denying the state's motion to dismiss, focused on the privacy issue.
What will change? We've got just 30 seconds. What will change if you win?
Well, hopefully the Secretary of State will have to change her policy. You know, this is not a law. Unilaterally, with a stroke of the pen, she can change this policy. There's no legislative approval or anything. It's really all up to her office to make this change. And hopefully a successful outcome will get that change.
Jay Kaplan, staff attorney with ACLU of Michigan's LGBT Project and an attorney in the Love v. Johnson lawsuit. We also heard from Tina Seitz, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. Thank you very much for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.